On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, how's it going? It's Fashion O'Clock and you're with Manish, attending the first physical FDCI Lakme Fashion Week show after the long period of pandemic. Well, to begin with, the venue was boiling. Delhi already feels like June, but I was happy to be out and about. Well, some designers chose to showcase their resort collections, others sent out their couture offerings. On that front, it was a tad confusing for reporters and even for buyers. Like, what was going on? There was no clarity in terms of offerings. Some are showing spring-summer, others are showing autumn-winter. In fact, some had the audacity to show collections which were already posted on their Instagram for months. Wish that bit was better planned out. That's my feedback to the organizers and designers. Come on guys, it's a trade event and buyers should get more clarity on offerings. It can't just be about Bollywood actors and digital amplification. But it was finally great to be out and about, catching up with my fashion friends, former colleagues and designers, coming back to the collections. The high point was definitely the grand finale by Falguni Shane Peacock. Lot of shine, feathers and athleisure touches. The shine on bombers with 3D embroidery stood out and so did the crop tops. Ananya Pandey was their showstopper in a glittering pink gown. Well, you need a lot of confidence to pull these outfits. Clearly meant for someone who has a very strong sense of personal identity and is willing to go all out. King of Glam Manish Malhotra showcased his line Diffuse, which was a rather edited and wearable approach to evening glamour. A lot of shine again, with geometric embroidery on evening jackets and cocktail coats. If you have a bold vibe, I would say go for Manish. He won't let you down. On the other hand, designer Tarun Tahiliani showcased his collection titled Global Indian. Tarun has been experimenting with drapes for years. He's reinvented the sari time and again. This time, there were also a lot of kaftans, lehengas, jumpsuits and dhoti pants. All impeccably draped, of course. The best part, everything can be mixed and matched, depending on one's mood and occasion. Kriti Sanon was a showstopper, looking chic and cheerful in a sheer black creation. Other designers who made quite an impact were Shruti Sancheti, Nikita Mai Salkar and Nirmuha. Shruti's Ektar embroidery made quite an impact and her newly launched menswear added a fun dimension to her vocabulary. On the other hand, Nikita presented an exuberant play of prints and embellishment. Well, I'm planning to shop for everything from this designer for my next holiday to Europe. Nirmuha packed quite a punch in macro sequins, sending out a fully embellished pool sari. Ladies, watch out. For your next cocktail and mehndi, the sari is going to be the best bet. Designer duo Pankaj and Nidhi Show also stood out thanks to their evolved take on applique texturing. Inspired by their trip to the south of Spain, they artfully clash candy prints with shine. The showstopper was Sanjana Sanghi. Designer duo Pankaj Nidhi Show also stood out thanks to their evolved take on applique texturing. Inspired by their trip to the south of Spain, they artfully clashed candy prints with a lot of shine. The showstopper was Sanjana Sanghi, looking absolutely radiant in a holographic number. Among the accessories label, Outhouse made quite a visual impact. The edgy jewelry house lent a dramatic twist to their wah-wah-woom baubles, which can be worn, styled, mixed and matched in multiple ways. All in all, it was a season of individualistic dressing with a more is more approach, and it's understandable. After the two trying years of pandemic, we could finally indulge in some statement dressing. I think the itsy bitsy bralettes are major, and so are twin sets and micro shorts. Guess it's time to dish those track pants and put on a feather jacket as you go partying around town. So guys, on this note, I say bye, ciao for now, stay chic, stay fabulous.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.